Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Slight Edge Advantage. My name is Jeremy Torsk. I'm your host. And we are here to help people with their mindset. Really, when it comes down to it, it's all about the mindset. What separates you from your competition? And really what separates your competition from you is the slightest of things. You think, you know, when you're chasing a mentor, you're chasing the competition and they're twice as good as you. They're not doing things twice as hard as you. They're not doing twice as many things of you as you're doing. They're not twice as good as you. What they are doing are the little things that give them a leg up on you. So the slight edge advantage is all about realizing what is it that you're not doing that you could put into place today, right now, make it a habit, make it a lifestyle that will catch you up to these people and then blow by them because you have the right mindset. Today's guest is no different than any of us. This guy, really his mindset after taking some big losses on a dream of being a professional baseball player and actually being in college for it and doing so. I'm gonna let him tell that story and stuff, but I'm gonna do a little intro for you for him right now. But his slight edge is a massive edge because of his energy. He's got, when we talk about energy, we talk about people like Steve Nudelberg. When you say, give me one word that describes Steve Nudelberg, it's energy. Give me one word that describes Larry Long Jr., it's energy. That's why he's the CEO, the chief energy officer. And so that's one thing I have in common with those two people is my energy. So let's give it up. The Slight Edge Advantage welcomes the founder and chief energy officer of LLJR Enterprises, who focuses on sales motivation, inspiration, and more importantly, transformation through speaking, coaching, and training programs. He's the host of the weekly live show, Midweek Midday Motivational Minute, and is the host of the Cold Calling Podcast. He's also authored the book, Jolt, Get Zapped Into Intentionality, Rediscover and Believe in Your Inner Greatness. Please give a warm welcome to Larry Long Jr.
Yo, what's up, Jeremy? Happy to be here, man.
Woo! We are happy to have you. I never made a rain fire this early, but just happy to have you on the show, buddy.
Oh, man, truly my honor and great privilege to be here. Thank you so much. Slight Edge.
Slight Edge.
Slight Edge Advantage.
We've got it in spades. We've got a lot of slight edge advantages going on between our camps, man. I tell you what, you are the reason I'm here. You are the reason. I met you through Steve Nudelberg, him and his son Mark had a show on the Ball Ventures. I do a morning show on LinkedIn, and I was following it. I was a contractor at the time, an employee with the company with fiber optic construction, and it was during COVID. We were all shut down, and I found the Nudelbergs, and you were just a watcher like myself, and we found each other in the comment sections, and we did a virtual coffee, and I said, you know, I'd like to be a speaker one day. I wrote this book during COVID, and you picked up a book, Dr. Kevin Steiner's book, Paid to Speak, and you said, meet this man. And ever since that introduction, right, still right there, this is why I am here. It was your direct involvement.
Well, I'm honored, and everything happens for a reason. There's a reason why we got connected, and I got to let you know, I got to give you your flowers right now.
Congratulations,
because from the moment that we met and we had those initial conversations to where you are now, mind blown. You're doing the daggone thing, Jeremy. So keep up the amazing work. You're inspiring me, whether you know it or not.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. That's all I could do is be the best darn Jeremy Torsk that can be, to quote Jimmy Buffett. I'm the only one around, and so all I could do is be me. But the influences, you know, that make us are the people that we choose to hang around. It's all about a choice, and that is one of the slight edge advantages that you can have is who are you choosing to listen to and ingest and hang around and call and ask favors from and ask advice from and just fellowship with. And I'm happy to have you on that short list of mine.
Man, the feeling is mutual. Actually, I wrote a chapter in my book, Jolt, that talked about you are what you eat, which if that's the case, I would be a Bojangles fried chicken sandwich. But thankfully, it's the consumption of the people you surround yourself with the books that you read, the podcasts that you listen to. And I'm just honored to be a part of your circle. It's definitely been a blessing to me. I don't know if you know this, but you supporting me, allowing me to come in to present to the Florida Speakers Association has been just an amazing catalyst. That experience, I think I was on the platform with Mr. Tom Singer. Your entire chapter just showed me nothing but love. I appreciate you. It's been, I'm honored to be here, man. I can't wait.
It's been a jolt. And you get what a properly named book, an apropos name, because that is you. You're all energy. So tell us, I kind of start a little bit from the beginning. Our time is limited for a number of reasons. People's short attention spans, theater these days. But I mentioned about the baseball. You were terp, right? And you wanted to play ball. You even tried out. And then tell us about that experience and then how you handled coming to grips with, your abilities and the fact that maybe this world just didn't cut out for this lifetime, for this go around.
Man, I love it. So I played baseball at University of Maryland. Dude, go
that's
Terps.
The problem right there.
4 year starter, Terps legacy. My father ran track for the Terps. Yes. My sister ran track for the Terps. I played baseball, but pro baseball wasn't in the cards. I didn't get drafted when I graduated. I was hurt, thought I was going to be a pro, a minor league baseball player at least.
Yeah, you went and tried out, right?
I did. I went to the minor league spring training with the Dodgers and the Red Sox, and they both told me, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Yeah. they said, thank you for coming out. God bless you and good night. You don't got to go home, but you got to get the heck out of here.
Bleacher seats are up there.
Yeah, I dried my eyes. I said, hey, I gave it my all. It wasn't in the cards, but there's a lesson to be learned. And I didn't learn that lesson until later.
Okay.
But there was certainly a lesson to be learned that, hey, I gave it my all. It wasn't meant to be.
You know what? It's funny, though. You did. I always say that failure is a completion. Failure is a natural conclusion. It's being wise enough to understand when it's time to move on. But you at least went out and tried. You know, a lot of people, that's where they fall short. It's Don Shula, one of my favorite quotes. It's the start that stops most people. And for you to have the gumption, I didn't get drafted. Well, let's pack it up. No, let's go walk on. You know, you got a system.
That's right. You're so true, Jeremy. And I love that. I mean, it's the effort. It's the giving it a try. I don't have any regrets. I look back and I can say, hey, I gave it a grade A effort. I tried my best. Unfortunately, I got knocked out. But yeah, that's right where the lesson is.
You got knocked really down. But when you get up, you can get up.
That's right. You don't really fail unless you quit. And that's right. I haven't quit at this game called life. I've taken those lessons. I've taken those lumps. I think they call it, I graduated magna cum laude from HKU, Hard Knocks University, which has made me better.
You gotta be hungry. Oh, man. We got all the greats coming out of us today. So where did you go from there? You come back from training camp. And you go, okay, you graduated. And what was your major?
Marketing, business marketing. Funny story. I came in as a journalism major because I wanted to be the next Stuart Scott. I wanted to be on ESPN Sports Center. What I didn't realize is how much you have to write to be a sportscaster. And I said, oh, nope, that ain't going to happen. So I took my behind over to the business marketing department.
You thought they just read a prompter.
Exactly. I said, I like to talk.
You watch the commercials with the bobbleheads in the office. You thought over there in Bristol, but it was a little bit of work.
It was a lot of writing. And I said, hey, I like to rock the mic. I don't like to write. So survey says,
yeah, I stole that one from you. I tell you, I promise you that one. Every speech has some Larry Long Jr. in it with that one.
So it's funny because when I got cut, I was working at a consulting company called Accenture, and my colleagues were like, you're back so soon. And I had to tell them, you see, what happened was I got cut. So I went back to work.
It sounds like you owned it.
I did. And yeah. I realized that, hey, I gave it my all. It wasn't in the cards. Life goes on. Sure. Whether you continue to go on with it, that's your choice. You talked about choices earlier. I made the choice that I was going to keep it moving. I was going to take those lessons learned and lessons earned. Yes. And it's crazy because I opened up an indoor baseball and softball academy. I left Accenture. I said, that ain't really a good fit, but I opened up an academy to teach youngsters the fundamentals of the game and fundamentals of life.
So is that your first entrepreneur venture? Solopreneur?
Yeah, it was my first real. I used to run Lawns by Larry in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
That was as a teenager, making a little bit of spare change. But this was a 10,000 square foot indoor facility, batting cages,
giving brick and mortar, a lot of responsibility, rent due every month.
Every month. And after a year and a half, I guess they say we had more money going out the back door than we had coming in the front door. And that's a big whiff. That's a big strikeout when you run out of cash. Because if you run out of cash, you run out of business.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's now these days, I'll tell you, though, it's easier with the internet, with everything virtual. I mean, as long as you got a roof over your head, you can have a business out of your house and not have cash and really bootstrap a business. But when you got a 10,000 foot facility where the rent has to have, a comma and maybe another digit after that comma every month, that cash flow is real important. Or when you're paying payroll, but it's never been easier to bootstrap a business. But yeah, it's always tough when it's at negative, when you got a negative in the bank, it's tough.
That's probably my accountant calling right there saying, Larry, I told you.
You got a lot of balls there, probably from that. Where'd you transition to? Because that's another fail, right? But did you go, hey, but again, I stood up. Do you have the pride that, hey, I'm taking these at-bats, I'm taking the chances. Hell, my last name is spelt to risk. My blood type is B positive. You can't get anywhere without those two.
I love it. So I took my talents, not to South Beach, but I took my talents to the phone. There was a software company that was hiring athletes, making 150 cold calls a day. These were ice cold to accounting firms. And that was just a great learning ground for me to learn and really cut my teeth. On sales chops, how to have conversations when someone is not expecting you. I learned, and then I got the lead, and that experience, even though at the time it wasn't fun, I've never had more strikeouts in my life. I think I got one successful scheduled meeting out of my first 750 plus calls. I said, what am I doing here? But I learned so much in that experience that it's helped me today.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember anything that you did differently on that 750th call, or was it that it was 750 repetitive? You know what I mean?
I was trying all kinds of things. And I remember I had one manager, I'll never forget. He said, Larry, come in my office. I thought I was getting a raise. He said, we expect you to make 150 calls a day.
You almost had the first spit take.
He said, you made 148 calls. If you do that again, I'm going to tell you like the Dodgers and the Red Sox did. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. I had another leader, and I'll never forget, James Hatfield. He said, Larry, come into my office. I said, dang, am I getting fired? He said, no. He said, I like you. You got a lot of potential, but you got to get rid of this script. I was reading off the script.
Yes.
He said, you got to flip the script. Talk to people like you talk to your homeboys. I said, James, that might be an HR violation. You don't know the way that I talk about homeboys. He said, you're right. He said, find that happy medium and talk to people like they're people. He said, you sound like ChatGPT. I am robot. Hello, this is Larry calling from Profit Sense. How are you today? He said, no one talks like that. That's why you're getting hung up on.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. And so you had, in a sense, you still had people coaching you.
That's right. That's
the thing. We all have these people, hopefully, in our lives who are coaching us out of the goodness of their heart and want the best for you, even though there might be have a self-interest in it. That's okay. So that's where that's when things kind of started changing for you. It was like, wow, talk to people. It struck a chord with you.
That's it. That's it. Just talk to people like they're regular people. He said, don't be intimidated because they have the CPA behind their name. That just means they know how to count numbers, but they're still in it. And he said, tell your story. So when I shared my story and I asked Mr. and Mrs. Accountant, do you have any small business owners whose eyes glaze over when you go through the income statement, the balance sheet and statement of cash flows? They said, oh, of course. I said, well, I used to be that dummy. And here goes a software that can help you make the numbers make sense in an easy to understand written format for those dummy clients that you have, myself included. Things just changed. People started to resonate with my story. Now, not everybody. I had an accountant in Jersey. I'll never forget. He said, Larry, he said, come closely to the phone. I got something for you. I thought I was about to get a sign up. Little did I know he was about to knock me out. He said, I want you to put on a pair of concrete shoes and jump off a bridge. I looked at our manual. I said, I don't know how to overcome that objection. So I said the first thing that came to mind. I said, God bless you too. And then I hung up.
Wow. No engaging there. But that's weird. He must have just had a bad day. Well, let me ask you this, though. What was it about, you said they were looking for athletes to do this. Is it because of their gumption or the fact that they like to, maybe they're used to trying to become better? They're used to, improvement? What was it? Was that it? Because it didn't sound like it was a tie-in.
Yeah, it was. There wasn't a tie-in, but what they found with athletes is that they're used to being coached hard. Oftentimes, athletes have had hard coaches. They're used to rejection and working hard to overcome it. And they have that competitive spirit. I can tell you, we used to bring in a lot of people. Not a lot of people would make it. But what we found is that athletes had that tough skin to be able to work through it and really find their way to success. Whereas sometimes folks that don't have that background, I'm not saying you got to be an athlete to succeed, but it certainly has prepared you to strike out 749 times out of 750 attempts and keep going.
Yeah. So did they used to celebrate the wins with you? Like, you know,
we had the bell. Like if you got a sign up, you rang the little bell ding. If you got a deal, you got to ring that gong, bring in that excitement and that energy to the sales floor.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about Jolt. I'm going to take a 1 minute break. Got to talk to our sponsor. Today it's Plenty of Coaches, which is actually my company, but give me 1 minute, 60 seconds. I'll be right back with Larry Long Jr. Talk about Jolt and what he's doing today.
Hey everybody. Have you heard the exciting news? There is a brand new way to find your perfect coach. Whether you're looking for a mindset coach, or somebody to help you with your business, or a health and wellness coach, even fitness coaches, find them all right here at plentyofcoaches.com. We're like the Angie's List for finding your perfect coach. Free to search, free to compare, and free to chat. Can you help me? Sure I can. Tell me more. Sign up today at plentyofcoaches.com, the perfect place to find the perfect coach.
All right. Thank you very much. We are back with LLJ, Larry Long Jr., family man, got a couple of babies, got Trey, right? Your son and your daughter. And they're back to school now.
Yeah, Trey's playing soccer. He turns 14. My daughter turns 10. Time flies, Jeremy, which, I love what you're doing with Plenty of Coaches because we all need coaching. My kids coach me. I test out my keynotes with them. They provide feedback. I provide them feedback just going through their growth, through their daily development. It's absolutely amazing. But it's a blessing, man. You know how it is when you get to see your family succeed and thrive and grow. Nothing like it.
Absolutely. And so speaking of change and the family, how do they feel now that their father is an author?
Oh, man, they want to write a children's book. So I don't want to give too much away, but we've got a jolt for kids that's brewing on the horizon as a family project. I don't know if it's going to be 2024, but it's going to be coming soon to a bookstore near you.
That is brilliant. So jolt, get zapped into intentionality, rediscover and believe in your inner greatness. It's on Amazon, Larry Long Jr. or Jolt. Find it today, buy it, and then please give an honest 5-star review. How's that for NLP? You think they heard it? So tell us a little bit about the book and then how you're incorporating that into who you're helping.
Yeah. So at the beginning of the pandemic, I started to do a live weekly show, the Midweek Midday Motivational Minute. And a young lady who's a book consultant said, you need to tell your story. I said, I tell my story every week on my Midweek Midday. She said, no, not everyone's going to be able to hear you talk. You need to have it in written format. I said, Michelle, you must not know about me. I am not the strongest writer. She said, well, that's what I'm here for. I can help you. So I took I had 44 topics. And we narrowed it down to 20, narrowed it down to 10, and then we came up with the most meaningful 7, and that's my book. It was quite the journey, because even though I had her along there helping me, I still had to write and edit, and it was certainly a labor of love. There were times where I was ready to give up and tap out.
Yes.
Working with my coach, what's up, Coach Kristen Frade? She always brought it back to my life, to my vision. Why are you writing this book? Do you want to touch? And really, it's my children, my grandchildren, my family, and anyone out there who's stuck that just needs that electric jolt.
Yes.
For me, I'm turning on the light, flipping the switch so that they can get unstuck and they can step into and believe in their inner greatness.
So give me one thing from the book, one of your topics that people can go, okay, I see what it's kind of talking about. What was, maybe the last thing that made it, the one that has the toughest choice, is between this and all those other, 20 things. Now you're narrowing it down. I can't cut this one.
Yeah. Chapter number one, what story are you telling yourself and believing? And we saw it this weekend with Colorado and Deion Sanders.
You got to believe.
That's right. At halftime, he shared with the players. He said, each of you has a pen in your locker. What story are you going to write in this second half? So my question to your listeners and your viewers, what story are you going to write for yourself today?
Every day.
And what story are you going to believe? Because I've got a voice. I call it Cletus. And I gotta knock Cletus out. I gotta say, come on, Cletus. Not today. I'm gonna knock your behind out.
Cletus.
So that I can make room for that voice of my father that tells me, you can do it, little Larry.
Yes,
you do belong here. Yes, you should be rocking the mic, serving, supporting, speaking, because that voice Cletus tells me all the things that I can't do.
So what is it, Cletus? Because you had to hang up your baseball cleats?
It's Cletus from, I think it's the Clumps. Come on, Cletus.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna walk over, but you're going to limp back.
Holy moly, that's a good one. I got to come up with a name for mine. He's loud. I know that. I think his name is David Goggins. That guy, he's always yelling at me, but he's usually good stuff. Oh, my God. There you go. Man, you got them all right there. The people, I got to turn this on because the people on the audio probably hate this, but I got to turn that down when I come into that lightning strike, but that's a good one. So we have to land a plane because you got a hard stop, and I appreciate your time. And so what do you want to tell the people? I got your how to contact Larry. Go ahead, give your contact information, who you help, how you're helping them. Who do you want to be talking to these days?
Yeah. So everyone out there, first of all, please know that you are great just the way you are. Whatever it is that you might be noodling on, whether it's that new job, whether it's starting that business, I'm here to encourage you. Yes, you can. And I'm going to give you a word that I needed to hear back in June from Dr. Willie Jolly, Speaker Hall of Famer, just recently won the Cabot Award. He shared with our chapter, sometimes you have to lean on the faith that someone else has in you until your faith kicks in. I'll say one more time for the folks in the back. Sometimes you have to lean on that faith and belief that others have in you until yours kicks in. So I just want to let you know, I've got faith in you doing whatever it is that you have visioned for yourself. Let's get it. Let's go now. If I can help, let me know. If plenty of coaches can help you, let's go.
Let's go. LarryLongJr.com. Hit him up on LinkedIn. Hit him up on email. We will we'll talk to you. Give me half a second. I don't go. I got a hard stop. This will only take a moment. I definitely want to tell everyone how much I appreciate people like Larry coming on to my show, people that I have leaned on. And when I didn't believe in myself, when I didn't know what I needed to be, I looked to people like Larry to say, that's my start, right? That's where I want to be. That's where I get my slight edge advantage from. I have a good compass to tell me who is doing what I want to do, and then just repeat what they're doing. Ask them for help. Stay in touch with them. Please stay in touch with us. Put down in the comment section, who is it in your life that you can reach out to that could help you, to help you let's go today? Thank you, Larry Long Jr. Thank you. What's your slight edge advantage? Talk soon.